Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with your new friend, but my longtime friend, Johnny LaRaw. He's got more to teach us. He'll be back another day. But right now, we got more to talk to him about on this ROEI, Return on Investment, Employee Investment. Johnny is with Sage. And Johnny, tell us a little bit about Sage also, and especially the Employee Solutions Division. And there's a white paper that we've been kind of talking about, we've been working off of, and a video that's available. Tell us about how we can get that.
Yeah, sure. So Employer Solutions at Sage is the piece of the business for Sage that helps focus on your employer needs, your employee needs, your HR software, your payroll, your benefits. How do you deal with those things? We have software products that help small, medium-sized businesses track and actually gain the analytics out of the software about the employees to help them better in their business.
People already know about Sage Peachtree. They are in the
right.
Folks already know about Peachtree, but this is the employer division. Go ahead.
Right, and we integrate with Peachtree, and we work closely with them for those businesses who are larger. And if our software isn't is too large, right? So your company's not large enough for an HR software. We have helped put some of the concepts into Peachtree, help them understand, or help them provide that same type of benefit for the small business.
The white paper.
Exactly. The white paper is called simply ROEI, Return on Employee Investment, how to achieve it and how to benefit from it. It is on our website, which is Sage Abra. That's sageabra.com/ROEI.
All right. And there's a video,
and
too.
We're going to make it available. There is. There's a little short 1-minute video that kind of gives you some of the highlighted statistics and numerics about it and what it can do for you.
So,
because
folks,
it's not only that it's an investment, it gets you money back, too.
Go to sageabra.com/ROEI. And of course, they go to Sage. What about just finding your products and everything? How do they do that?
Well, Employer Solutions products are sageabra.com.
Okay.
And if they need something more for business, overall business, to learn more about Peachtree and so forth, sagenorthamerica.com will give them information about all of our products.
All right, sounds good. Now, Johnny, as we wrap up, talk to us about, you know, sometimes employers get the idea one of the ways to solve this ROEI thing is to throw more money, throw more benefits. But that's not necessarily the case, is it?
It's not, Jim. Sometimes that's the easy way to do it,
right?
But it's a short-term fix. It's not really looking at the long-term. Sometimes employees don't need just to throw more money at them. They need to know that we care, that we invest in them, and that's through training, maybe through wellness programs. Maybe it's understanding their situation so that we can make their work-life balance a little bit easier for them in their situation. So unfortunately, Jim, it's not a quick pill that we can take and know that we do it. We have to get invested in our people. We have to invest our time as well as our resources in our employees to understand their situation and what we can do to get more out of them, both personally and professionally.
Well, and for them to get more out of us, and as you and I both know, I mean, I've looked at surveys for decades now, exit surveys for employees. I've never, ever, ever seen one where compensation was even in the top three reasons why somebody left. Why they left? It's always something interpersonal. It's always my boss didn't appreciate me. I wasn't able to flourish. I wasn't able to be as much as I could be, et cetera, et cetera. It's always something like that, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. It's those intangibles that, as managers or business owners, we're not thinking about.
Right.
And it's the things that we take for granted sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Of course we care about them. Of course we do those things. But people have to see it. They have to see you walk by, touch them on the shoulder, and say, hey, I care about you. How's your family?
And as we talked about with the previous guest on happiness, sometimes it's about the values. Maybe the values are misaligned. That's an important thing. Johnny, you got more to teach us. Will you come back another day?
I'll come back anytime you want me, Jim.
We've enjoyed having you here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks. Johnny Laurent, L-A-U-R-E-N-T, if you're Googling him. And it's sageabra.com. That's his particular website. Put a /ROEI on the end of that, and you'll find the white paper in the video that we've been talking about. Check that out, folks. The video is only 1 minute. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.